Well, Matty, the aftermath of the bus trip after the grand final win and its back-to-back titles in what has been an absolute ball-ripping season for yourself. How do you describe being out here outside of the Tats? It's just a sea of blue, isn't it?
Oh, very surreal. You know, we went up there today. We knew we had to start. We knew we had to start well. The boys turned it on. I think we put on about 15 phases to score that first try. I'm lost for words, really. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, certainly it's one of those things where you let them back in after leading 10-0, you know, and that would be disappointing, but you really turned the screws in the second half in spite of the fact that your scrum, you know, really pushed you backwards quite a few times.
Yeah, it is true, but I think coming out of the first half, you know, they hadn't scored a try and they only scored their points out of penalty goals. I think our defence was what won us the game today. It was awesome. The boys went out there, we wanted to win, we knew what we had to do, start well, and we did it.
Yeah, well, it's a combination of a fantastic year, another Truro Cup, you know, back-to-back Truro Cups, and, you know, another club championship as well, and the juniors have done really well under Jason Elms and Toff Fowler, and that's the great thing moving forward. But your season, we talked to a little bit earlier in the year, when you put on the red and white shirt of the St Ives Central of Kookaburras, you were playing a breakaway at the time and you finished the season in the centres, and congratulations on getting the Player of the Year award there for the Cookers at the Country Champs. How did you enjoy the experience in spite of the fact that you're basically smothered in mud for about a month afterwards?
No, it was good. You know, we went down there to Barrow, we played hard, but I think what really helped us this year was I think there was about 9 blue balls that played down in Session Hall. I think when we had those 2 weeks off, I think when the boys had to play those extra couple of games that weekend, that's what really helped us through the season. So, yeah, it's awesome, really is.
Yeah, so you'll be looking on one and up it now, of course, next year. We've got a very good chance of winning the Caldwell Cup there in Armidale. It's a very short run, but also you want to have a bit of a breather, but what do you do for a crust?
Well, I'm just out there working out west and over on a cotton farm, so I think if we can get everyone keen in the Session Hall together, I reckon we can take out the Shield next year at Session Hall.
And overall, what's been the contributing factor, the fact that you've had a better season as far as consistency? Did you train a bit harder in the pre-season or just get focused on the times you're at training?
Well, I think it was a training. A lot of boys travel a lot of kilometres coming there to training, so it makes a big difference, especially when the boys out west come. Especially Tim O'Brien, he travels 106 kilometres of training, one way, one way. And when the boys see the commitment from especially that one fella, everyone wants to turn up and to do well.
Yeah, well, enormous congratulations, Matty. It's been nothing short of a sensational season for yourself. And that is Matty McConnell, of course, helping himself to get another premiership with the St Ives Central North Cookaburras.